Thank you. The floor is now open for questions. If you have a question, please press star one on your touch-tone phone at this or any time. If at any point your question is answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star two. Questions will be taken in order they are received. We do ask then you, when you pose your questions, then you pick up your headset to provide an optimum sound quality. Please hold while you poll for questions. Our first question comes from Ben Theurer from Barclays. Please, you may proceed.
Good morning, everyone, and thanks for taking my question. So I have one for Tim, maybe to start off. That might be an easier one. So Tim, obviously it was a very good quarter, and the industry is doing very well. If you look into the fourth quarter and you think about your specific capacity, and still with the cutout being fairly attractive, are there any ways for you to potentially increase a little bit the slot? I mean, we've seen in the quarter, the volume was essentially flat. Do you have any flexibility to potentially add, given that it looks like a very strong fourth quarter so far?
Yeah, well, currently we were running at 100% capacity utilization, so there is no opportunity to increase production from what we've been operating.
For that, do you need to run from time to time a Saturday shift, or are you running just the 5 days and that's it because you don't want to stress your labor?
We are running six-day operations right now, although in each of our plants, we provide once a month a Saturday off in order to keep our workforce happy.
Okay, perfect. And then one for Miguel, and I'll wait for the translation to go through, and I'll say it slowly. If we take a look at the current cattle price environment in Brazil, as cattle prices have come down over the last couple of weeks because of the decision to stop or not being able to export to China, are you seeing opportunities that the lower cattle price can translate into lower beef price to be supportive to volume in the domestic market?
Good morning. Thank you so much for your question. Buying price and sale price are always adjusted according to the market reality. And right now, the arroba price has been dropping, and the price of beef, both wholesale and retail, has also been decreasing. What had been happening the weeks prior to this one was that the price of the arroba had been decreasing less than the price of beef, or decreasing more slowly. And as time goes by, that adjusts. So in answer to your question, yes, we should expect the price of the arroba and the price of beef to be balanced over the next few days at a lower level. What we don't know for sure is if once the Chinese market is open again, what the upwards adjustment will be. But definitely, when China comes back, there will be a balance again, and it would be possible to expect a partial or full recovery of the price of the arroba.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much, and congrats on the strong results.
Our next question comes from Antonio Gomes with 91. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you for your time. My question is with regards to the cycle in the States. As you can see, you know, the results have been very strong. You know, margins have been exceptionally high. Seems like, you know, you've got the perfect, you know, trifecta of, you know, ample supply, limited processing capacity, and very high demand in the States. I just wanted to, you know, hear your views on how that's going to develop, going into 22, you mentioned that Q4 is going to be quite strong, and whether you see supply getting more mitigated or demand falling or even more capacity coming online, and as a follow up to that, what's your view on Biden's comments with regards to investigating the beef market for price fixing?
Regarding 2022, it appears based on USDA data that there continues to be plenty of cattle available. As we forecast in 2022, our expectation is total cattle numbers would be declined marginally, maybe around a 1% decline from 2021. Don't forget, 2021, we were dealing with the backlog of cattle that didn't get killed in Q2 of 20. So still plenty of cattle. The industry continues to operate at full capacity. There are more cattle available each week than we can process as an industry, and that will continue going into 2022, although we'll have fewer cattle and the margins won't be quite as robust as they are this year, but certainly we expect that they'll remain well above the historical averages. In terms of new capacity coming on, there is no new capacity that will affect our industry, at least for the next 2 to 3 years. If somebody decided to build a plant today, it would be 3 years before they're processing any cattle. So no new capacity there. The investigations going on in Washington, various segments of our industry will continue. We're cooperating fully with any request for information. We don't expect anything to come of that or any process that would change the structure of the industry.
And on the demand side?
Demand remains very strong. One thing we're seeing is as consumers started going back to restaurants, when they do eat at home, they're eating a higher quality cut of beef rather than ground beef. They are buying more expensive items that really drive our margins up. So that continues to be the case as we're seeing all segments, retail, food service, our export markets. The demand is very, very good, and we don't see anything changing on that front in the near future.
Okay, thank you.
Our next question comes from Nick Ivanov with PGIM. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, thank you. Actually, my question has been answered. My question was about cattle supply in 2022 in the U.S., because I've seen, as you mentioned, the USDA data for September, where cattle placements have been down. They're 97% versus expected 101.4%. And you stated that your expectation for cattle supply in the U.S. will be probably only 1% down. I'm also looking at the price of cattle. Year-on-year change is 21% up, 2021 versus 2020. So I see a mirror image in the U.S. Obviously, in Brazil, arroba is coming down, prices for arroba, but beef is dropping more, the prices, the final price. In the U.S., the opposite. And I wonder whether 2022 will be the year when the two will kind of catch with each other and margins will, as you mentioned, be weaker, but much weaker than you expect. What's the risk for that? Thank you.
Yeah, the increase or the decrease in cattle supply will drive prices higher somewhat. We expect prices in 2022 to be somewhere around 8% higher than they are in 2021 on average. The cutout values will remain very high. And because of that, we're going to maintain, very strong margins, but not as high as we experienced here in 2021.
Okay, thank you.
Excuse me. This concludes today's question and answer session. And this concludes Marfrig Global Foods SA. conference call for today. Thank you very much for your participation and have a nice day.